Luke, that was always going to be a tough start to this year's Six Nations. What do you take out of that match?
Yeah, obviously, you know, to come up against the... You know, they obviously just lost to the All Blacks in the World Cup, so obviously to start off the Six Nations in France was always going to be a difficult task. But I thought, you know, the first half went well. We kept hold of the ball, and then second half they probably had a bit too much possession, and that was difficult to really stick with them. You know, if you give them enough chances, they're a quality side, and they're going to take their opportunities. And we probably just in the second half just gave them too many opportunities.
It was opportunities that you couldn't take, wasn't it? Because, you had so much possession and territory, particularly in that first half. It was capitalising on it, and you didn't see the points on the board.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we would have liked, instead of taking 3 points at a time, obviously it's better to get the five or the seven. So obviously that's something we're going to have to look at and go back on the video. And obviously it's the first game of Six Nations, so we've got time to make these little adjustments, and hopefully next weekend against England those adjustments will be made and we can get over the try line.
A new game under a new boss, how different is it?
Look, I think obviously we've had a couple of weeks with him now with Jacques, and I think the boys have adapted really well. It's been quite a laid back attitude so far, and I think the boys have enjoyed that and really prospered so far. And you know, I think there's certain aspects we implemented well tonight, and there's obviously certain aspects that are going to take a little bit longer. And you know, we'll keep working on that. We've got another week, and hopefully it'll go a bit better next week.
Another week in a different venue. The Olympic Stadium in Rome going to be very different to the Stadio Flaminio. Have you played there before?
No, I never played there, actually. Never been there. So obviously it's a new experience for pretty much all the boys, I think. I don't think there'll be any boys that have played there. You know, it'll be obviously a good experience as well. The 60,000 people that are on your side instead of having the usual 35 at a Flaminio. So obviously that's a good thing for Italian rugby. It's a good thing for us, and you know, hopefully we'll turn up on the day and put up a good spectacle for the supporters that come along.
Because the Italian national side, like the Italian club sides, different animals at home than they are on the road.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's like anyone. You know, you look at all the international teams at home, it gives you that little extra advantage. It might give you an extra 7 points or something like that, and that's something that, you know, every team's got to take advantage of. You know, you've got 60,000 people that are cheering you on. That's got to inspire you a little bit. So,
and having had that win against the French, of course, in Rome last season, to provide that little bit of enticement for the crowd is very important for the Italian side.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, all teams really really focus on being strong at home. You know, that's obviously the first step is to try and win all those home games, and then obviously after that you look at winning away, and you know, you've got to really make that home venue a strong point for us. And you know, if you can win all the time at home, and then you know, you start picking off a couple of victories offshore, you know, obviously you're gonna, especially for Italy at the moment, which we probably haven't been able to do that in past years, obviously, you know, that's going to be a good progression for us.
Like you say, if you can get 65,000 shouting for you, it's going to make life very difficult for England.
Exactly, that's